You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and this is WGOD Radio. We're in the study, in the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We are in chapter 13. And prior to getting started with today's look here at the man of sin, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're looking for a good church, I invite you to come out on Sunday morning. We are going through the book of James, verse by verse. This coming Sunday, we're going to pick it up here in chapter 3, verse 1. James giving the warning, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. Man, oh man, what a scripture verse that is. Let me tell you, friend, that applies more to just Bible teachers as well. That applies to school teachers and people, or all teachers. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. You are invited. Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30. We'll revisit that on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, midweek Bible study. We are right here in this very same book, chapter 15 and 16, this Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Now here today, We're in Revelation chapter 13. We just started yesterday a look at the most famous chapter in all of the Bible is Revelation chapter 13. Now, to get a better understanding of this, you have to go back and read Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7 and really Daniel chapter 8 as well. If you get a chance sometime this weekend or, you know, whenever you can, read those three chapters, chapters 2, 7, and 8, especially chapter 7, because this beast that Daniel sees here, I mean, that the Apostle John sees, is closely related to the images and the beasts that came out of the sea that Daniel saw some 500 years earlier than this. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, it says, then I stood, now this is John speaking, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns, 10 crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now, we linked this person with Satan in our last program. How can we do that? Well, a couple ways. Number one, it has 7 heads and 10 horns. This goes back to the dragon, which we looked at before, one chapter prior to this, chapter 12, verse 3. It says, behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. Also, we see here that when this dragon was thrown out of heaven, here it is, verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we're not speculating here. This Antichrist is related to Satan from understanding what these symbols represent. We understand he's not Satan when we go forward to chapter 19, verse 20. we see that this Antichrist and false prophet are the first two full-time residents in the lake of fire. And we see that Satan is the one who empowers him. Verse 2. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. His mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. So this is not Satan, but he's empowered by Satan. You can read the same things about Judas. You can read in Luke chapter 22, verse 3, Satan entered Judas. You also can read in John, I think it's chapter 13, verse 27, where it says, and then Satan entered into Judas. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. If you have a good Bible translation, you've got the word therefore there in that text, you'll understand that Jesus is talking to Satan, not talking to Judas. He's talking to the devil. So now here, these beasts here, where it says the beast was like a leopard, his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. Now these are three of the four beasts that Daniel saw. The leopard was a reference to Greece. The bear was a reference to the Medes and the Persians. The lion was a reference to Babylon. So this is one beast with a mixture of all of these things, not four distinct ones. Now let's pick it up again here in verse 3. And I saw one of his heads. Now remember, seven heads and 10 horns. The heads and horns, they represent different kingdoms. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed after the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Okay, now let's do a little speculating. We're on WGOD, All Truth. Now we're going to get into a little speculation to help put this into modern perspective. Apparently, I think this man's going to die. Maybe someone's going to shoot him. See, now, I think he is already dead, and he's someone that the world would recognize. Now, we see, well, let me ask the question. Is there anybody that you know out there who is recently dead from a mortal head wound that is in the sea right now? You probably laugh at that. Oh, if you're listening to me right now and paying attention to this, I'm sure the first thing that goes into your mind is that crazy Muslim, Osama bin Laden, right? Mortal head wound. He was shot in the head. He was thrown into the sea. And now this Antichrist, we see, comes out of the sea. What would you do? What would the world do if they saw him again? I mean, what would you do if Osama bin Laden walked up out of the sea, shook the water off of him like a dog does, you know, coming out of the rain, and says, I've been to the other side and I've seen God. Remember, or actually, I am God. He sits as God, it says in 2 Thessalonians. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What would you do if John F. Kennedy showed up today and said, I've been to the other side. I am God. And this man right over here, my right-hand man, is going to prove to you that I'm God. Watch his signs and wonders. That's literally what's going to happen. Who it is, we don't know. What's going to happen, I'm telling you what's going to happen. He's going to say, watch this man right here. This my right-hand man here is going to prove to you everything that I say. Now, we're going to get to this right-hand man probably next week as we look at what the Bible calls the false prophet. Now, I just use those images of those two people. I'm not saying Osama bin Laden or John F. Kennedy or anyone like that is the Antichrist. I'm saying it's got to be someone, well, I would say it's most likely somebody that we know. Not so much Judas Iscariot. We don't know what he looks like. Anyone could say that they're Judas. Anyone could say it today. And how would we know what Judas looks like? You know what John F. Kennedy looks like. You know what Osama bin Laden looks like, or anyone else here who's died, or anyone here today, a world ruler today, who dies and then is raised up again from the dead. This is the type of thing that's going to happen with this man. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Now, as a result of this, the verse continues, and all the world marveled and followed after the beast. So, that is, as a result of this, they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Some translations say he was given authority to make war for 42 months. Now, once again, we've run into this key number in the Bible. If you remember, 42 months, 1,260 days, or a time, times, and half a time, this tribulation's cut is neatly divided into two periods of 3.5 years. The two witnesses prophesy 1,260 days. We see there's no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. We know exactly how long it is because the Bible tells us how long it is. 1,260 days. Now, I would say that those two witnesses will prophesy in this first half of the tribulation. And now the last half is this man here and his reign. And his reign is 3.5 years, as it says right here. He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. Let me ask a question. Can you imagine that? Isn't that a curious statement? I'll end with this here for today. As we head into the weekend, ponder this. It says he blasphemes his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. Is there anyone out there today that blasphemes those that dwell in heaven? What an astounding thing. No one does that. People blaspheme God all the time. Blaspheme his tabernacle? I don't think so. But who shakes an angry fist and says, oh, those people up there in heaven, this is unheard of. Why would he do this? There's only one possible thing I can think of, and that is something's happened on earth. Something has happened to lead this man to say that, to shake an angry fist and be upset at people that are in heaven. Why else would he do that? That's not done today. No one shakes an angry fist and blasphemes people that are in heaven. I've never heard that in all my life. Have you? That's something to contemplate. Revelation chapter 13. We're going to continue with another look in this Antichrist in verse 7. We'll pick it up in our next program. And then also toward the end of the week, we'll get into and start looking at the false prophet. So hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Again, thanks for tuning us in here today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, with a little speculation thrown in all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.